Welcome to another episode of the Marriage Mentor Podcast with Eric and Jolene Engel, where Eric and Jolene answer marriage questions for believers, looking at the root of the problem instead of the symptom, always while applying God's wisdom and word for a Christ-centered marriage.
Hi, I'm Eric Engel with my wonderful wife, Jolene, with another episode of the Marriage Mentor. In this episode, a gal wrote, "My husband and I have been married for a month. He has been aware of my sexual past. I've never had full sex until my wedding night, but the memories sometimes haunt me and causes twinges of pain. I did the awful mistake of oversharing with my husband and not being discreet about it. I didn't realize it would cause such a divide between us. I'm not sure what else to say or how to encourage him. I've been impatient and harsh with him, as well as unsympathetic to how my past makes him feel. I feel that this has been a wedge between us, and this is all my fault. I could really use some counsel and prayer. Thank you."
Sure. Anytime you bring in a past lover into the conversation with you and your husband, there's going to be a divide there. Obviously, we don't want that, and you've learned that you've overshared. So I guess my question would be, has he let go of this? Has he forgiven you, of what has been shared? Because if he hasn't, if he keeps condemning you, that is not of Christ. That is of the enemy.
Well, and here's the deal. She brought up something in the past into the present, which now makes it present.
Right.
And the past has been forgiven.
Absolutely. Okay. And, as a woman who, I do have that sexual past, and you don't want to bring that into your marriage, but it is part of you. But it's not something that Eric and I will have a conversation about on a regular basis. What's done is done. And, with this reader, she shared how, what she say that he didn't know everything, or she kind of kept some information from him.
She shared too much.
She shared too much.
She was not discreet about it.
Right. So, obviously what's done is done there. I mean, you can't go back to that, but you can ask him to forgive you. You certainly can, if he's a believer, the both of you pray for the Lord to restore your minds, because the enemy will do everything to keep tearing down your marriage. But it sounds like because of what she has overshared, that it's really more of the reader's issue, and maybe not so much the husband's, because she's writing more of her emotions that she's lashing out.
Right. Correct? Well, and I would recommend that they go back and together they do a study on forgiveness.
Right.
And some of those concepts that the Bible teaches, that Jesus taught about forgiveness, because obviously he wasn't sinless before he came into the marriage.
Right.
He may have been sexually pure, but sinless? No.
No one is.
And I know that we place a higher sin level on some things than others, which God doesn't. Sin is sin.
Right.
And so I guess if she approaches him that way and maybe just asks him some questions about if he's sinned in the past, maybe coming down to the point of, are we going to build our relationship or tear it down?
Right. I mean, what I don't know from this question is whether or not there is forgiveness in the marriage. I do know that you could have forgiveness, but you could certainly have thoughts of your past, because that's what the enemy does. I mean, he tries to get you to have sex before marriage. He tries to get you to not have sex when you're married. And if he could destroy your marriage bed, then guess what? Guess who's winning there in your marriage? That's the enemy. So the first thing I would do is make sure that you have a conversation with your husband about, please forgive me. Forgive me for how I handled it. Forgive me for the fact that I didn't fully remain pure. And forgive me for oversharing. And obviously, he needs to, of course, embrace that and say, yes, I do forgive you. If he doesn't forgive you, he's just as in sin as you were before you came into the marriage. And him harboring that, that's going to really hinder his relationship with the Lord, most importantly, because the Bible talks about you're to forgive others, or Christ isn't going to forgive him. So I don't know if he's a believer. That wasn't written here. But if he is, then the next step I would take as a wife is, you know, that's what he has to do. You can't go through, there's no way you could go through marriage. And I know that they're young married, you know, for a month. Is that what she said?
Right. For a month.
Okay. You're going to keep having like problems in marriage throughout. There's going to be sin for the rest of your life in your marriage. So you got to learn early today to be a forgiving wife, and he's got to learn how to be a forgiving husband. If he's putting an expectation on you that you're going to be this perfect wife, boy, does he have a world of hurt coming, because that's just, it's not possible. It's not possible for us to be perfect, and vice versa. You know, I'm not sure why she lashed out. I know she had a lot of emotions going on. I could imagine that part of it is shame. But, you know, when you're in sin and you do wrong, I mean, the best path to take is, I'm sorry, will you forgive me? I mean, our pride certainly wants to rear its ugly head in the midst of all that, but that just makes it worse. So, yeah, go back to doing a study on forgiveness. And that could be something as simple as opening up your Bible in the commentary and looking up every single passage in there that talks about forgive, forgiving, forgives. And doing that together, because your hearts have to, on a regular daily basis, be a forgiving spouse.
Right, and this may not just be a one-time thing, because if there is unforgiveness in the marriage, on either side, you're going to have issues. It's going to destroy your marriage. There's going to be bitterness that comes out of that. And that's what the enemy wants.
Right, right. I mean, he would just love to tear it down. And one of the easiest ways that he could start is just to get you to feel like, oh, you're this horrible wife. And you know, I think husbands are sometimes a little bit more resilient to some of this than we are as wives. We are much more emotional and we react a lot more. So I would just have a heart-to-heart with him. If he has forgiven it, then don't keep bringing it up. You know, you're going to have a twinge of pain every time. I think she talked about when she has sex with her husband. Of course, because you haven't really gone to the cross and realized that Christ died on the cross for your sins. He poured out his blood for you. And what keeps happening is you keep nailing him back up on that cross when you keep going back to your sin. And you got to learn to realize that Christ already paid the price for your sin, and you're forgiven. The
Bible says he died once and for all.
Right, right. And I, you know, the verses that really helped me with, you know, my sexual past was in Philippians, when Paul talked about forgetting the past. It was an ongoing thing. And here was the Apostle Paul who killed Christians. So you know that the guy had some, you know, some issues going on in his mind and his emotions because of the things that he had done. But he had to keep doing it on a regular basis. He had to keep forgetting what was there and moving forward. And for me, how do I move forward? How do I let go of the emotions that hold me in a sense of condemnation? Well, that's of the enemy. So what do? I go to the Word of God.
Hey, you made a great point the other night when you said that the bride wore white.
Oh, yes, she did.
Tell me about that.
Well, you know, with my past, obviously, you know, I wasn't pure. But then when Eric came along, I remained pure. And I did walk down the aisle in a white dress because I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and so are you. If you're in Christ, you're a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have come new, are new. And so my encouragement is to hold tight to those scriptures, because it seems like you're holding more closely to your past and the lies that the enemy is telling you. So that would be my encouragement, is to stand on the Word of God.
That's good. That's all I got.
Okay. Until next time, I'm Jolene Engel, here with my husband, Eric, at joleneengel.com.